A very inspiring event from my younger years was the time I visited the Vietnam Memorial in Washington, D.C. with my grandmother. She walked me over to the wall. She found and gently touched the names of two people on that wall. She said to me, "You see those names? Those were good friends of mine. They gave their lives for you and me so that we could stand here today." That wall and those words changed my life forever. Since the Revolutionary War, brave men and women have given their lives in defense of our freedoms. Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Abraham Lincoln said, "Of the people, by the people, and for the people." John F. Kennedy said, "Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country." And Martin Luther King said, "I have a dream." Over a span of 188 years, these men had one thing in common. They believed in the rights and freedoms of all those who live in this great nation. The question is, how do we keep these rights? We keep them by displaying our undying love for our country, our Constitution, our flag, our troops, and we vote. John Ensign, former congressman and senator from Nevada, said, "I believe that voting is the first step to building a community as well as building a country. As one who can vote for the first time in the November general election, I consider it my civic duty to exercise my right to vote. My vote and yours were bought and paid for by brave men and women, and my vote matters because even one vote can change an election. I can tell you a personal experience that proves that every vote matters. When my Uncle Joe first ran for school board, he lost by only 2 votes, and his sister-in-law and brother-in-law did not even go to the polls that day. That is just how critical it is for every person to vote. In 2012, 235,248,000 Americans were eligible to vote, but only 52% of them did. I wonder if this number would grow if they knew that some very important events in history were decided by just one vote. Did you know in 1867, if just one U.S. senator had voted differently, U.S. President Andrew Johnson would have been removed from office? In 1960, Richard Nixon, not John F. Kennedy, would have become president if one person from each voting place had voted differently. Whether it is Uncle Joe on a local level or an election on a state or national level, the bottom line is that every vote matters, and it proves to me how my vote will matter in November. We all have issues that are important to us: taxes, jobs, health care, and the environment. If a cause is dear to you, you need to vote. If the future of your country is dear to you, you need to vote. Today, I remember that wall, all of those names on it, and my grandmother's words. In John 15:13, Jesus says, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." When we see a serviceman or woman, we should thank them because they are sacrificing their lives for you and for me. Because of them, we have a voice in our democracy. When exiting the Constitutional Convention, Benjamin Franklin was asked what kind of government had been created. Franklin answered, "A republic, if you can keep it." How do we keep it? We support our country, our Constitution, our flag, our troops, and we vote. Why? Because every vote, even mine, matters.